Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a seed. Cause every good.
Amen. 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 Again, we want to just make sure everything is working according to plan, and I believe it is. We'll see you in a minute. Amen. But again, you're listening to Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Our topic tonight is Stand Still and See. This is part two of a series that we've been working on. And basically, this has been a series, definitely for me, man. I've been needing this to stand still with some things, personal and health things that have been going on in my life. But I'm glad to be with you on today, amen, and to be able to testify and to be able to sing songs of glory, amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started in just a few minutes. I just want to make sure everything is working according to plan and look like everything is back on track on Blog Talk Radio, amen. So again, this Friday Night Joy, I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Our topic today is Stand Still and See. Stand Still and See the salvation of the Lord. See what God is going to do next. This is part two. I do want to, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. We're going to get started and then we'll do the announcements at the end. Amen. So Father God, we come today first to thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love, God. There is truly no one like you in all the earth, God. You have brought us a mighty long way, God. We are grateful to be in the land of the living, Lord Jesus. So God, we just want to praise you. We just want to worship you. We just want to give you thanks. So today, God, we pray, God, for those that are listening all across the world, all across the nations, Lord Jesus, that they may be blessed, God. They may remember that it's the season and the time, no matter what's going on, to stand still and see the salvation of you. We know that you're working things out in our favor, God. Today, God, on this day, on this Friday, we do pray for healing of the land, healing of the nation, God, healing of the people, Lord Jesus. We pray that the bomb would go forth throughout the whole world and begin to heal and begin to deliver and begin to restore what the canker and worm and the locust worm and the palmer worm and the grasshopper has eaten, God. We're praying for restoration to take place on today, God. We thank you in advance for the miracles and the restoration will take place, God. We give this prayer to you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. So what I wanted to do, I don't want to go back too far, but you can go back and always listen to the broadcast, the previous broadcast from last Friday. I believe that's where I had it at, that talks about Moses, amen, and the Pharaoh, and how Moses told the people they were going to cross the sea to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And the people was in a place where and they had nowhere to go. They was as water in front and the enemy of the army behind them. So they had to be delivered by God. And God brought them out on dry land to the other side of the sea. You see what I'm saying? God brought them through. So that's why we sometimes just got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and know that God's going to work things out in our favor. Stand still and know that God's going to open some doors that should be open and closed. Doors that should be closed. Stand still. And when they got on the other side of the sea on dry land, they began to sing songs. They begin to sing songs of triumph and how the Lord has brought them over and how God has delivered them and over the horse and the rider. They begin to testify to themselves and to praise and worship God because God was mighty in what he did. There was no way out. I don't know about you, but sometimes that we're in situations there is no way out. And we have to depend on the mercy and the grace of God. But first thing we got to do, we got to stand still. We got to stand still and trust God and believe God and know that God got our back and know that he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Standing still means it's more of a faith walk than it is anything else. I trust God. I believe God. I have faith in God that he's going to bring me through. Standing still, you know, that means that I'm not getting rattled up by what's going on all around you, the virus and all. It standing still means that I'm not worried. You know, I might be concerned, but I'm not worried. I'm not fretting. I'm not biting my fingernails. I'm not doing any of those things. I'm not pacing back and forth and trying to figure it out, but I'm standing still and trusting in the God that I serve and know that he has me, that he will lead me, he will guide me. And we got to sometimes get to that place that we just, y'all, stand still and trust God. No matter how hard the waves and the currents and everything be beaten up against the boat. I can imagine disciples in the boat and everything, and Jesus in the boat sleeping. I can imagine them in the boat, man, and they're panicking, you know. They forgot that Jesus said, let us go to the other side. That was a word that was been spoken, that we go on to the other side because Jesus spoke it, and he's the Son of the living God. It will come to pass. You know, and sometimes in our life, God has spoken a word to us that will come to pass, but there comes a storm every now and then. There comes some trials and tribulation. There comes some haters. There comes the enemy and everything, you know, that don't understand that they are your footstool. They will come in your path and try to disrupt every single thing that you do. There comes somebody. There's always somebody that don't like you, don't like the way you look, don't like the way that you smile, and don't like the fact that you're a Christian and you're always praying. Somebody's hating somewhere. Some storm is going to come sometimes in our life, and it's going to rock the boat. But if we can only stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, if we can get in the comfort of the boat and lay down with Jesus because Jesus was asleep, the disciples had to wake him and said, Master, care. They told him, Master, care ye not that we perish. And then you know Jesus cared whether we perish or not. He already told them he was going to the other side. Therefore, he knew that they weren't going to perish. He knew already in advance that there was purpose on the other side. There was a plan on the other side. They just had to get there. They still had to go through the storms of life. They still had to face it. But there was an answer on the other side. But you got to stand still. You got to be still. You got to be still and know that he is God. You know, we got to be still, stand still. And sometimes it even be just don't say nothing. Sometimes the best way to deal with adversities and things that we're facing is just not to say anything. But be obedient to the things of God and press forward. Paul said, I'll press for the mark of a higher calling. I'm pressing forward. I'm pushing forward, even though there's obstacles, even though there's an exercise against me, against the press. But I know that if I can get to the other side, I'll be okay. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed forward. She said that if I can may touch just the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She said, I shall, not I will, but I shall be made whole. There's a press that comes sometimes in the midst of the storms. I don't know about you, but there's a press that comes in the midst of the storm. For me today on this Friday Night Joy, it's a press because truth be known, the body was saying no, but the spirit was saying yes. The body was saying no, I need to sleep, I need to rest, but the spirit was saying press forward. So I believe that God is speaking to the people of God all across the world, and he's letting you know to press forward. Yeah, there's storms. And after storm, there's tornadoes and there's hurricanes and there's all kinds of things that the virus, and there's wars and there's rumors of wars and there's conflict, there's sickness, there's disease, there's family issues, there's loss of income, there's loss of job, and there's loss of family, there's death, you know, and there's life also. Some baby has been born, and there's all these things that are going on all at the same time. Talk about manifold things being manifested all across the world. It ain't just the United States. It's not just Canada. It's not just England or Germany or Russia or Egypt. It's all across the world. Total chaos. Conflict is going on. The storm is breathing. It's life in it and stuff like that. And it will suck you up if you don't stand still. It will suck you up if you don't get to a place where you can stand still and trust God. It will take you out of here if you don't get to a place where you can still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and watch and see what God's going to do, because you know he's going to do something. He's not going to leave his children stranded. He's not going to leave us in a place that he don't come and see about us. In fact, there's some scriptures, I think it's David said, he's coming with to come take care of the enemy, and he's coming in all his wrath to do what, to take care of his. Those that are called by his name, those that have been appointed for such a time, those that are chosen by him. Yes, he is. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that God is going to do something great in your life. It don't feel like it, I know, but stand still. He's working it out. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Just hold on there. Now I want to go ahead and start this subscription here. This is coming out of Joshua chapter 3, amen. And I think I'm going to start at around verse 5. And let me look up a little bit and see where I'm going to start up here. Give me a second. Amen. God is good. Y'all, excuse the voice. My voice has been like this for 2 weeks, man. You know, it's like y'all pray for it, brother. Voice and everything. Okay, it says, amen. Let me just see if I can scroll down just a further. Amen. Okay, this is coming at Joshua chapter 3, verses 5. And I'm going to go ahead and start there. It says, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Isn't that a word for us today? He says, sanctify yourself. In other words, set yourselves apart. You know, in other words, put away unholy things. And God's about to do something that will blow your mind. He's saying to the people today, just, sanctify yourself, you know. Do those things that are holy and presentable before God, you know. Don't do your normal routine. I want you to do something different. Amen. I want you to even when you bathe and wash and do everything different, I want you to sanctify yourself. He said, but because the Lord would do wonders tomorrow. Verse 6 says, and Joshua spoke unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. They was about to pass over another little body of water, okay? They was about to pass over some water, the Jordan River. They was about to pass over there, and I guess the people were a little concerned about how they was going to do it, even though they knew that God had already was able to deliver them from the Red Sea. Okay, let me just go back to verse 3. It says, "And they commanded the people, saying, when ye seek the ark of the covenant," let me go back to verse 1. All right, chapter 3. Verse 1, we'll get to verse 5, amen. It said, Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. And he and all the children of Israel lodged there before they passed over. They lodged there. They spent some time there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after. In other words, follow after the ark. When you see the ark of the covenant moving, you move. It's giving them some instructions, some specific instructions to move, okay? At that time, there was a time for move now, okay? All right. Verse 4 says, and yet there should be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. But ye have not passed this way there before. In other words, again, they're giving them instructions. We ain't gone this way before. So you got to let the ark, which represents the holiness of God, lead you. Amen. That goes back to sometimes in leadership, we you know, there's some paths that we have not gone to and have gone through as the people of God. So we got to be willing to follow after the leadership. We got to be, make sure the leadership is lined up with the Holy Spirit, that they are leading us in the right way. Okay, because some of us have gone some paths that we should have gone. We got sidetracked. Amen. And I believe that in this case, the people, the priests and the Levites and Joshua didn't want the people to get sidetracked or to get overconfident, you know, and get in front of the ark. Amen. They wanted to follow the ark at a distance. You know, keep your distance so you can see which direction it's going on. And here it is in verse 5. So Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spoke unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. Go ahead, and you're going to go first. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. They began to go before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they might know that I was with, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. God would elevate you and show others just how close you are with him. You know, the calling and everything, that anointing that's on your life, he would do just that. Amen. It says, and in verse 8 says, and thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Again, God has given them instructions. You should stand still in the Jordan. Don't move. When you come to the brink of the Jordan and your feet is in the Jordan, stand still. God was about to do something there in the Jordan in front of all the people. And it says, verse 9 says, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Gesites and the Amorites and the Gibeonites. He will drive them all out. And God, in other words, Joshua tells us, look, God's going to take care of all your enemies, all those that dwelled in the land. Amen. Verse 3:11 says, behold, the ark of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan. The ark of the Lord, the covenant of God, the promises of God is passing on before you. All you got to do is follow. You don't have to do anything. We're not asking you to say it. Just follow. And therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribe of Israel, out of every tribe. Amen. And this should come to pass as soon as the souls of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. I'm glad God about to do something here. But they had to follow the instructions. Standing still means follow the instruction. And it came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they bare the ark where came unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bare the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for the Jordan overflowed all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon the heap, very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zeratan. And those that came down toward the seed of the plan, even the salt seed, fell and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. The water stopped right there in the tracks, man. You know, the water stopped. And it says that the priest that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over the Jordan. In other words, the water didn't come back in until every single person had passed over. But the priest has instructions. The people had instructions. Joshua had instructions, and they all had to follow the instructions that had been given by God. Nobody could deviate from instructions. The people had to follow after the ark. They couldn't go before the ark. The priests had to stand still once they reached the water bank and everything, with their feet in the water, and God needed the rest. They walked on dry ground. We were just talking about that earlier. How they walked on dry ground. God is requesting us, y'all, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God is requesting us to stand still. He's about to do something miraculous in this world that we have never, ever seen before. He's about to save the unsavable. You know, he's about to deliver those that are undeliverable. He's about to heal those that are, they said that was unhealable, that there was no cure. He's about to bring back those that had died back to life. He's doing all of those things, even now. So, y'all, even now, so God is still doing those things. He's still moving. He's still working miracles. He's still healing. He's still being God. He's still being God. You know, he's still showing the world that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He's showing the world about Jesus Christ, because you can't get to the Father unless you come through the Son. But God is doing all of that and then some, miracles after miracles. He's doing it for you and me. I don't know where you are. You might sound like me today, but, you know, I want to tell you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and press through. Don't be weak and don't be weary and well-doing, but just continue to press through and believe God. Believe that he got you. Believe that he's delivering you. Believe that he's taking you to higher heights and help and deeper depths. Stand still and see what God is going to do next. He got you. You're not alone in this thing. I know that you've had multiple deaths in your family besides the COVID. People are getting shot left and right that you know. The income is beginning to dry up because the business is not doing as well as it used to. But I'm telling you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and begin to believe what God's going to do next. The sign that there's a scripture said that the wealth of the wicked is left laid up for the just. I don't know about you and stuff, but God, I'm just because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, that I'm not worried. All I got to do is hold on and fear not and believe God that he got me. That's all I got to do is continue to hold on to him and trust him, man. We're living in a day and a time that either you trust him or you don't. There's no wishy-washy about it. You can't trust in one moment and the next moment. No, we gotta get to a point where we trust God all the time. All the time. Yeah, I'm speaking to me, right? Boy, you need to get to a point you trust God all the time, no matter what it may seem like. No matter what doctors are saying, what but trusting and believing in God. That's what we're doing. That's where we're at. Trusting and believing in God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see what God is going to do. There's a miracle just waiting for you. But you got to go through the process. You got to go stand still, you know, for a little bit. You know, I don't know how long it'll be and stuff like that. Sometimes standing still can feel like an eternity. But you got to trust God, man. It can feel like an eternity. I'm just standing still. You know, I remember being in the Army, and we had to be at attention when they called for attention, you know. So soldiers would get to attention and everything and be very still. They couldn't move. They couldn't blink their eyes, especially if we were going through drills, man. That was a big no-no. You would get in serious trouble and get your comrades in serious trouble if you moved an inch. You couldn't. Even if a fly was flying in your face, you could not move. You couldn't flinch at all. You had to stand still and wait for the next instructions from the sergeant or whoever was commanding. You had to wait because there was always other instructions, whether it was parade rest or rest or take it easy or whatever, or smoke them, you know, excuse me, y'all, for your Christian folk, but smoke them if you got them. You know, whatever the case might be, there was always instructions from being in attention. Attention was never the last resort, but you still had to stand still at that time and couldn't move. And sometimes in some places, God do the whatever, you couldn't move for hours at a time. You know, you couldn't move at all, hours, unless you were in parade rest, you know. But you had to stand still. And this is what God is calling his people, to stand still in everything. And know that I'm God. Know that I got you. Know that you're covered in the blood. Believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in the Holy Spirit that's in you. You may not want to believe in anything else, but you can believe in the Holy Spirit that's in you. You can trust that. You know, listen to the Holy Spirit speak to you and tell you which direction to go and where not to go, you know, and to do this. Listen. He's speaking. The Holy Spirit is speaking stronger and forevermore, man, to us. The question is, are we hearing it? Are we standing still long enough to hear it? Or are we so busy trying to make things, do things our way? Are we trying to do things our own way? You know, but God is requesting, he's requiring us to stand still now. Look, I don't really have a lot, but it's messing my voice is beginning to go out again, but I wanted to do a live broadcast, and just pray for a brother, man. I'm determined, y'all. I'm determined, okay, because to continue to do the work that God has given me to do. Even with the voice, I'm determined to go forth. I'm determined, and I want to encourage you to hang in there, to stand still, be strong in the power of his might. Don't let go. No matter what it feel like, no matter what it seem like, but hold on, stand still. I can't say that enough. God is saying to the people, even to me, do just stand still, man, and trust God. Don't worry about all the other stuff. Wherever you are today, what nation did you maybe in listening to? I don't know. We have listeners based all across the world, but wherever you are, just stand still and trust. You being persecuted for his name's sake, stand still, okay? You being called a liar at work and you know, lost your job, stand still. You know, the doctors have given up on you and everything, and stand still and trust God. You know, all my faith, I said, whose report would you believe? I'm going to believe your report, Jesus. If you tell me that I'm going to be okay, I ain't worried about it. I've just got to stand still and see the salvation. Whatever the case might be, stand still. Stop fighting. Stop kicking against the pricks. Stop fighting the anointing that's on your life. Stop fighting the calling that God has called you. Stop fighting that book that he has in you to be written. Stop fighting against that business that he has given you. Stop fighting. Stop trying to figure it out. Just do it. Trust God and do it. You know, he'll give you the vision. The scripture says, write the vision, make it plain. And though it tarry, it shall come to pass. He'll give you the vision. Just stop fighting it. Stop fighting, you know, but continue to hold on to his name. Amen. God is faithful. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and got a little winded here a little bit, but we're going to go on, keep on moving in, and we're going to keep on trusting God no matter what, okay? You know, love on somebody today. Tell your neighbors, you know, your friends, or your family how much you care. Then people are leaving this world left and right, man. You want to make sure that your family know that you love you, your friends, and even your enemy, hey, I love you in spite of what you did. I forgive you. Forgiveness is a major thing that's going on, man. We got to forgive people, you know. We got to forgive people, man. You don't want to take nothing to the grave. Say, look, I forgive you. I love you, and I need you, you know. Just trust God and know that God got you. Trust God and know that God got you. Amen. Amen. That's all I got, y'all. I just want to just talk to you just for a little bit. And we'll probably be together on Sunday. I'm not sure whether Robin will be with me. But pray for a brother. Brother is not well, but brother trusts God, you know. Not well, but I trust God. You know, and every breath that I get, I have given, every breath that God has given me since this stroke, those many years ago, through many TIA strokes and everything, I bless God for every single breath I take, man. I do. For the people that I've met and come in contact with, and for the broadcast, and for every minister and preacher, pastor, apostle that has been part of this ministry. Man, I thank God for every single last one of you. I do, man. I've been blessed. You know, I've been blessed. As someone that didn't even know how to do this kind of work, man, I've been blessed. I have. And I'm grateful to Almighty God, you know, that has done great wonders in my life. I'm grateful to him. And I will continue to fight, man, you know, because God gave me strength. You know, I will continue to stand forth and speak and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so will we, Christian Speak Talk Radio, man. We will continue to go forth with thus says the Lord. Amen. Let us pray out. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you again for your many blessings, God, and all you're doing. You know, thank you for all that you're doing, God. We give those that have listened to this broadcast, we pray that it's a blessing unto them, God. We pray that you will strengthen them, God, that you would encourage them, God, whatever needs to be done, Lord. You know their private prayers that no one has to know about, except for you and them, God. So we would count it as joy. Even now, all the things that we're facing with, God, we pray, God, for the families, Lord Jesus, for the hurricane and the different tornadoes in New Jersey and New York and the flooding, God, for Louisiana, God, and for New Orleans, God, and for also for Mississippi, all the different fires and that's going on in California, God. We lift all those things, the wars in Afghanistan, God, the Haiti, the things that's going on in Haiti. There's so many things to pray, God, for, God, and ask for help on, Lord Jesus. We pray for deliverance. We pray for help, God. We pray for the leaders of our countries, God, the great and the small, president, all of them, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will put the right people in front of them, God, people that have a righteous mindset, God, to lead them to you, Lord Jesus. We pray even for our enemies, for those that want to kill us or do us harm, God. We pray that they will see a great light and they will see the salvation of you, Jesus, that you died on the cross, even for their sins, God. We pray today, God, you would do these things for your name's sake, Holy Spirit. We continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord Jesus. We can continue to pray for every mother, every father, every sister, brother, uncle, aunt, niece, Lord, grandchildren, all the above, Lord Jesus. We pray for those that are in the hospital today that are going through the COVID virus, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, for your complete holistic healing. We pray for those, God, that don't want to do anything about it, think it's a fake news or whatever the case might be. God, we're not going to get political, God, but we pray, God, that you will open up the eyes and the ears of the people, Lord Jesus, that even in the midst of this virus, that they would know that you are with us, God, and you are healer, and you're also a keeper, God. You're a healer and a keeper. You can heal us if we get it. You're also going to keep us from getting it, God. So, God, we would continue to give you all the praise, all the glory. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Well, y'all, I'm done. Again, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. This has been Red Crystal Speak Talk Radio. I've been your host, Reverend Ray, amen. I do want to thank you for your time. Just give me a few minutes. I'm going to play a couple of announcements. Don't forget to check out our websites and our Facebook page. Like us on those things. Don't forget, we do have a new broadcast called coming up this month, amen, called Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and it will air on the 2nd and the 4th Monday at 8 p.m. with Minister Carmen A. Booker, amen. So we're excited about her joining our family. And we look forward to that. I want to also remind you of His Abounding Grace, Minister Vanessa. We'll be doing a live broadcast on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with, Reverend Pat Randis on Thursday at 12 noon. Of course, I do Friday Night Joy at 7 p.m. And my Fridays off the 1st, the 2nd, and the 4th Friday. On the 3rd Friday, we have Pastor Megan Wilson and myself. Amen. We do what is called the Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry. That's on the 4th Friday, amen. So we do a little bit of that. And then, of course, we got other broadcasts. We got the Talent and Change with Pastor Paul Morgan. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then we got Lifeline, which is coming up this Monday. This will be the first Monday in September. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is at 7 p.m., amen. The Bold and Beautiful with Reverend Norena Reed. Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham, is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Louis McEwen and his beautiful wife, amen. It's every third Monday of the month, amen, at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, Reverend Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson, every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Don't forget, they got a book out called Marriage Takeover, too. Check them out. Amen. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with myself, Ray, Antonio, Tyrone, Cleophas, and Austin Green is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dialing number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Amen. So that will say y'all be blessed. Again, check out our website and our Facebook page. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by going to winchristianspeak@gmail.com. Also, you can go to our website, winchristianspeak.com. Amen. So y'all be blessed, and we will talk to you later. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. God bless you.